This is Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwynn. Testament of Mary won both a Tony and Drama Desk Award for Best Play. Sharon Gracie performs this one-woman show at Pure Theater as part of Piccolo Spoleto, and she's our guest. Who is this Mary that you're bringing to the stage?
Who is this Mary? She is a mother. I mean, first and foremost, beginning, middle, and end, she is a mother who is watching her son suffer an unspeakable ill. And it's really that perspective. It's 33 years after the death of Christ, and we find Mary living in exile under guard, telling her story of the events as they unfolded, and telling this story as truthfully as she possibly can under circumstances that are asking her to be clearer, simpler. They don't want it to be confused or difficult. They want the story to fit into the larger story that is being told. And we find a woman who is struggling with the truth as she lived it and knows it and believes it, to tell that truth, her truth, against what is being set up as a larger truth for the betterment of the world.
For me, the Testament of Mary is a heartrending story about grief and motherhood. I know that you have 5 children, 3 girls and 2 boys. Mm-hmm. Does that inform how you become Mary?
That informs everything that I am as a human being. And everything that we are as human beings is what we bring to this craft of acting and directing. So beyond any shadow of any doubt, it informs every breath that I take and every word that I utter.
Is it hard for you to be every night for an extended period of time to be this character?
It's so funny that you should ask that. No, it's not. I think what it is actually quite cathartic. Because I think that people everywhere, I mean across the world, the world over, a love for our children is the commonality that binds us above all things. And I think that everyone's worst fear is that we would outlive our children, the most unnatural event on earth. And I think that being afforded the opportunity to go into that kind of grief is very cleansing. It's also very connective. It allows a deep resonance with people who have suffered that kind of loss.
You've chosen several plays for Pure Theater during Piccolo Spoleto. They're all one-person shows. Mm-hmm. They're not all as heartrending as Testament of Mary. Tell me just a taste of each of the other shows.
Well, there's a delightful piece that I have the honor of directing, which is called No Child. It's being performed by one of our core ensemble members and one of my dear, dear friends, Joy Vanderhort Cobb. She plays 16 different characters, and it's set in a high school in the Bronx, and it's fast-paced, and it's wickedly funny, and it's charming, and Joy is delightful, and she is beyond skilled. And she's an artist, and it's just a pleasure to not only work with her through this process and to learn from her through this process, but to just watch the outcome, the show itself. The other play is Six Semper Tyrannis, which is written by Rodney Lee Rogers, who's the co-founder of Pure Theater and my partner in all things in life. And that show has just come back from its European debut in Bulgaria, where it received rave reviews. So Rodney's bringing it back, and we're producing it at Pure this year. So I'm thrilled and excited to watch that.
You carry a lot of different roles. Artistic director, sometimes the director, sometimes the actor. Do those things help each other to be better, or is there one you wish you could only focus on?
They support each other most intricately, and they're completely interwoven. I think probably at the essence of who I am as a person, if we speak in terms of dharmic path, I am an artistic director. I want to leave this place, Charleston in South Carolina, better than I found it. And my vehicle for doing that is through the professional theater company that I was fortunate enough to found, and the work that I do with the 17-member core ensemble at Pure Theater. But doing things like a one-person show, it helps me to be a better director. It helps me to understand a little bit more the path of the artist and the path of the actor in ways that I would not know if I was not an actor myself. And certainly as a director, being an actor and being the artistic director is helpful. I have both the micro view and the macro view.
I'm Jeanette Gwen. Our guest is Sharon Gracie, Artistic Director at Pure Theater. Sharon, when Piccolo Spoleto ends, Pure Theater's still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that you're planning for next season.
Mm-hmm.
You may even know what's already going to be on stage, so give us a little preview.
Well, up right after Piccolo Spoleto in July is our Summer Slam production of Bad Jews. And I am very, very thrilled to say that we're welcoming back to Charleston Dana Friedman Resnick, who is now living on the West Coast in Los Angeles. She'll be directing that show. It's by a fabulous young hot playwright named Joshua Harmon, so that opens in July. We kick off season 13 in September with four regional premiere productions and one world premiere production. We'll finish up our season by our playwright in residence and core ensemble member David Lee Nelson.
It is always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm Jeanette Gwen. This is Spoleto Today, and our guest has been Sharon Gracie, Artistic Director of Pure Theater and the solo performer for Testament of Mary.